I only had 5 minutes to write my little notes in the diary I kept beneath my bed. My name is Sandra Collins and I'm not a simple girl, but they all thought I was crazy in my head. It was better that way, I swore it kept me safe. I wanted them to think me the fool. I'd save up all my money till I had enough to leave and smile when they were cruel. There wasn't much time between, and I had to make it quick. I kept writing so I wouldn't go insane. I never told a single one what brought me to this life. Could not stop the feeling I'm the one to blame. My husband said he'd find me nowhere where I went, and damn it all to hell, but he did. And I recall the way he told me I was his forevermore, and we pledged our love back when we were kids.
The soldier I saw her wear a tunnel one night. She was proud and angry, just like me. And when the water finally flows in the Owens Valley, I always thought we'd ride together to the sea.
There was one who was good-hearted among this rowdy bunch, and I have to say his kindness made me weep. But if I learned anything, it's no man's worth the pain. I had to leave someday alone while they were asleep. Can you hear the songs of grief when they're not the ones you sing? When they echo from the battered to the cold home. Can I clear my cloudy eyes to see anybody else when they're hurting and they're sick outside my door? Over time I got too tired and desperate for release. I'd like to think I did everything I could, but my heart was full of rage and my soul a useless scar. I didn't quite prepare the way I should. And that night it didn't take too long for the quarreling to begin. There was something in his eyes worse than I'd seen. I'd seen I'd fought him hard and cursed his name in the tunnel that last time.
Then this guy came out, I began to scream and scream and scream.